sare di camini, vorte di cescali, jebure stavun, anangis tuta khur, im sare di camini. Sare di kami Inshvor ban shshenjum Ukorchum hervum Anangis tutakhur Im sare di kami Yes, galis em shat Herneri Վերակ դարձած քո հայրենիքից Որ տանեմ ես ձեր կարոտն այն լեռներին, լեռներին Որոնց դուք թողել եք գետի այն ափին, գետի այն ափին, գետի այն ափին Եվ ինձ լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Քիչան դարդվի, եվ ինձ լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Որ տանես խոսկերն դու այն լերներին, լերներին Որոնց մենք թողել ենք գետի այն ափին Գետի այն ափին, գետի այն ափին Քանի մեր վանքերում կնքում ենք մանուկներ Արևի պես ու կրակոտ աչուկներում Քանի մեր աչկերում դեռ չի մարել կարոտը Կարոտը այն, որով նայում ենք մենք հեռվին Ուրեմն մենք, մի օր կգանք ձեր գիրկը դեր Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ
Հայրգուն սիրելիներ, բարի եկածեք, այսօր 12 սեպտեմբեր 2013, թուքուն ընտրեք Trick Track with Setrak. Good evening everybody, this is Trick Track with Setrak, and I am your host, Setrak. Tonight we have an exciting show for you. We have Kevorkian, who's in Cambridge. We're going to be talking to him in a few minutes live via phone, unfortunately. Although I was there last weekend, I had a blast, but I had to come back to Montreal for business. Anyways, we're going to go on with the show now. I'm going to play a new song from Arman Hovhannisyan. It's called Popuri. And we're going to listen to a small clip from Kevorkian. And then we're going to get on with our interview. So tune in, call your friends, let them tune in. We're going to have fun. It's going to be a blast. Trust me.
Ach chick, kotsavetanem, karotelem k չի կոցավը տանը, կարոտել եմ վաղուս ասային շանը, այս սիրոն աղջի կոցավը տանը, կարոտել եմ վաղուս ասային շանը, նամակ նամակ, նամակ էլ կստանաս, խաբար խաբար, խաբար էլ կստանաս, հանդուր կստանաս կոյարիս, նամակ նամակ, նամակ էլ կստանաս, խաբար խաբար, խաբար էլ կստանաս, հանդուր կստանաս կոյարիս.
Selam yes hello. Stop it.
Brilliant, that's great.
So, Kev Orkin, how does it feel to be the winner of the Next Big Thing 2009?
Fantastic. I never thought I'd win. If I have to be honest with you, this is big for my country, because this is the first time anyone won anything, you know, so it's great. I'm loving it.
First time ever, you say?
First time ever. I have never won anything in this country. In Armenia, many prizes, nearly 600. But in this country, nothing.
And how did you learn to play the piano? Was that in Armenia as well?
Yeah, in Armenia, my mother, she used to beat me at the piano, so fortunately, all the beats paid off.
Across the wrists or the knuckles?
Yeah, the wrist, the knuckles, the head, and sometimes frying pan, but it's worked. And I'm loving it.
And who was your inspiration from Armenia? What made you want to escape? Was it the comedy? Was it the music?
What made me escape?
Yeah, how did you escape?
The immigration, of course, because I get caught on the Mount Ararat. I used to be a shepherd. And I had to make a run from there. I came to England, so I was very lucky. I was on the Eurostar all the way here. It was wonderful.
And while you were clinging on to the Eurostar coming into the country, is that where you came up with most of your comedic material?
Yes, comedy has come from most of my family, because my family are very funny people, you know, and it comes from there. It comes from the generations of Armenians that have basically built up all this history of comedy. And when I come to England, nobody really knows about Armenians, so I'm teaching everybody about what we do.
Excellent. And do you have any siblings that will be following in your footsteps, famous siblings that will come over from
Not
Armenia
that I know
well.
Of, but you should ask my father.
Okay, I will. I'll give him a phone to you. Do you have a number for him?
I do. I can give it to you later.
Excellent. And what does your father do?
My father is a shepherd.
How many sheep are in this flock?
I don't know, but I can't tell you that because it's personal. It's his wife that would know the ins and outs of what he does with his sheep. So can we not talk about my father? I'm getting very upset with
that. We'll move on to where you're going next. Where do you think your career is going to take you now?
Well, I don't know where I'm going next. I know I'm very hungry and I need to go to the toilet because I've been very nervous throughout the whole show. So hopefully, once this is done and dusted, maybe Adam and the team from the event, they can pass on more work to me. You know, maybe a couple of bar mitzvahs, maybe a couple of other bits and bobs. It'd be lovely.
Anywhere would be great. A couple of weddings, a couple of award ceremonies.
Well, yeah, a couple of weddings, award ceremonies, couple of gigs on the back of a cargo bus, maybe. So I don't know, anywhere they can get me a show, it'd be fantastic. As long as I stay in this country, that would be fantastic.
There is a great place here. There's a Visit London bus parks over there, which needs some entertainment on the way back.
That's fine. I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay, and I'll let you stay somewhere else instead of mine this evening.
No, I'm staying at yours because you're lovely.
Okay, folks, we're back. I have on the phone with me Kev Orkin. Good evening, Kev, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Are they treating you good in Cambridge?
They're treating me just fine. It's really, really nice. It's great to be back. It's great to be back here in Cambridge. And it's been, I think, a few years now, about 2 or 3 years since I was last here. So it's nice to come back and see everyone. It's great.
Good. Good to hear that. All right. Thank you for taking time out, talking to me and my listeners.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Kev, I want to start off with where you were born and where you grew up, because I know in your skits you talk about you were born in Armenia. Were you really born in Armenia?
No. That's my character, so I pretend to be born in Armenia. But actually, I was born and raised in London, England. Mum and Dad were originally from, my grandparents were originally from Armenia, but my parents were brought up in Istanbul. And they emigrated from there to England over 40 years ago. So Mum and Dad are both their first generation immigrants of the UK. But I'm first generation British Armenian. So that's how it's kind of come about.
Okay, and how did you learn how to play piano?
Piano was actually my mum's dream. My mum was always wanting to learn the piano, but as an Armenian lady or as an Armenian girl, she wasn't allowed to be very creative in the 50s and 60s. So she was basically told not to practice, not to learn the piano. She was not encouraged at all. So when I was born, she was adamant that she wanted me to learn to play the piano. So I think I got to about the age of 3 before she said, okay, this is it. He needs to start learning. So from about the age of 3, they put me on a piano, and it's been my life ever since.
Wow. And I must admit, you're amazing, man. You're amazing.
That's really kind of you. You say amazing, but there was a lot of practice, a lot of thousands of hours gone into that kind of amazing look and everything. Because to be honest with you, it was it's not about the playing, it's about the discipline of how I was brought up playing the piano. So for any musician, particularly Japanese and Chinese kids, their traditions are very different to Middle Eastern and the traditions, the discipline, the culture. So whereas I was always competing with Japanese and Chinese children in competitions on the piano, they'd be very good, but they'd be very robotic, and they wouldn't have much feeling. I was probably not as good as them with the piano kind of style and technique, but my emotions on the piano were far surpassing their expectations. So to be honest, I pretty much won most of the competitions. I was against them. So it's always been my passion to have piano in my life. So I think that's where it all came about.
Great. And how was it to grow up in London being an Armenian?
You know, that's quite a strange question, because Armenians in England, there's not a lot of us at all, and the ones that were around in London predominantly used to get together every Sunday for Armenian church and then Armenian school. So my mum and dad became very community-based people, and our Sundays from a very young age through to roughly around probably 15 or 16 were always on a Sunday spent in an Armenian community, either church or they call barahantes, which is like, you know, gala dinners, and of course at school. So for me, I was brought up with a lot of Armenians around me as a child, but as I've grown up, my Armenian friends have all become husbands and fathers and wives and whatnot, and it's become difficult to keep in touch with a lot of them, because they're all scattered around England, not just in London. So yeah, it's fun, but it's also difficult to have that community kind of presence there.
Yeah. Well, and what influenced you to become a comedian at the same time? Well, we know about the piano, but the comedy part of it, what influenced you to do that part?
You know, I think comedy's always been in my life. I've always been a joker. I've always been a class clown. Like you would know, Armenian families predominantly at home are very funny people. You know, everything's about humor. Everything's about, you know, getting a laugh here, throwing a comment there. So I think what I did was I picked up on that with my mum and dad, because they're both very funny people, my parents. So I picked up on their humor and their natural ability to make you laugh without trying. So as a child growing up with that, I always used to make people laugh, tell jokes. And I think it was just natural progression from doing that, going into it professionally. And I thought, if I can make people laugh telling jokes, I might as well earn money from it.
Wow. Because it's not that easy. I mean, I've been the class clown all these years, and then now at work I'm the work clown. But it's
well,
not.
To be honest with you, listen. Let's meet up. Let me teach you about five or six really good jokes, right, and then take it from there. Because it might be your routine. Maybe you're not doing a good one.
Are you going to charge me for this?
No. It's free.
Oh, it's free. Okay, I'm going to take
on it. Yeah. You plug my show, and I'll do it for free. Don't you worry about that.
You got it. And were there any obstacles, obviously, that you faced while growing up and doing this piano or comedy? And how did you overcome those obstacles?
Well, to be honest with you, obstacles are in everyone's life. Everyday life, people have different obstacles. My career has always been in entertainment, so my obstacles are very different from someone who's a lawyer or someone who's a doctor, you know. So my obstacles were more competitive, because there's a lot of people in the business that want to do what you do. And to be good at what you do, you have to put the effort in. You have to put the practice in, and you have to... And don't get me wrong, there is luck involved with what you do as well. You know, you can't just be the most incredible singer in the world and not have some luck for people to find out who you are. You need the right contacts. You need to throw yourself in every opportunity you can. And I think that's really important, because if you don't, I think you lose out on you know, career choices. I think you also lose out on getting those opportunities and people seeing you. So I've been very lucky. I've always worked hard. I've always grafted, and I've always made sure that anyone who offers me a job, I'll go and do it, because I know. And I've done free charity work as well. Always, I'm a great believer in charity work. I do a lot in England, And the charity work I do actually brings paid work to me, because people come up and go, I'd like you to come and do this show or that show. So I'm very lucky. The way I work, I always graft. I think that's what's important.
Yeah, speaking of charity work, I've seen you on the Armenian Telethon every year. Well, every year, the few times that you've been on it. And how was that experience for you?
It was amazing to raise money, and we raised over $20 million for the charity, which was incredible to be part of. And with some great Armenian talents from Armenia and all over the world, actually, to be fair, coming together to raise money for the Armenian Relief Fund. It was just fantastic. To be part of it was amazing. To be live on television and to make people laugh and to encourage them to, you know, call in and donate money was fantastic. And the fact that 2 years running, I've managed to get celebrity people to call in, and the last 2 years I've managed to get the Kardashian family to call in and say hi and donate money. So we've been very lucky. We've had great support from all over the world. I'm attempting, by the way, this year to see if I can get Cher to call into the show.
Oh, wow. Okay, now that you've worked on the Kardashians, do you think you can manage for them to come on my show and talk?
Listen, you're asking too much for me, pal. First, you want free lessons on how to do good jokes, and now you want me to hook you up with the Kardashian family. There's only so much I can do, pal.
Well, you know, Verchov Hayim, you give me a little, I'm going to ask for a lot more. Wait.
Well, exactly. Typical. Typical attitude. Typical attitude. Listen, I'll put in a good word.
Thanks. And how was your experience at the Armenian Heritage Cruise? You've been on it a few
times.
That
was incredible. The Armenian Heritage Cruise is an incredible event that happens, I believe, twice a year. But the one I've been on is always at the beginning of the year in January. And, you know, you get 3,000 Armenians that go onto a cruise ship and have a really good time. It's all Armenian entertainment and all wonderful excursions, wonderful events that happen. They've even got, you know, an area where they actually reserve for Armenian men over 60 or 50 or 60 who want to sit down and play backgammon all day. It's just fantastic. They cater for the Armenian community like I've never known. And it's a great experience, absolutely great experience. Getting on a cruise ship, seeing all these Armenians, everyone supporting you, everyone being joyful and thanking you for making them laugh and entertaining them. So I think it's a great, great opportunity for young and old, by the way. There's a lot of young people on there now, and I think that's good as well.
Really? Shall I go? There's a lot of hot babes.
There's a lot of hot babes. If you really want to get on there and pull a hot babe, you should go on there. You really should. I think you should get them drunk first, but you should definitely go on there.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the hint. And speaking of Armenians, have you ever visited Armenia?
I have. I visited Armenia twice. Recently twice. One, they invited me out there to do a big concert for the Armenian audiences there, and I did a big concert at the Khachaturian Concert Hall, which was amazing. Armenia has really come up in the ranks. It's such a beautiful, clean, tidy country, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful to see, and the history that we have in Armenia, I think, is unparalleled. It's incredible. So I went out there and I saw all the wonderful churches we have, all the wonderful historic buildings we have in Yerevan. And it was just amazing. And then I went to Sevanalich, which is Sevan Lake in Armenia, which was, I have to say, one of the most incredible picturesque views I've ever seen in my life. So it was great. And I'm hoping to go back there, actually, either next year or the year after, and do a massive, concert there. So fingers crossed that'll happen very soon.
Cool. I hope you go end of July next year, because I'm going to be there with the Badanegan Miuchin from Canada.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool. Well, we should keep in touch then. And maybe you never know, along the ranks, we could end up actually going there together. Fingers crossed, you know?
Sure. Okay, we're going to take a small break. I'm going to play a song from Serge Tankian. He's got a new album out. It's called Jazz is Christ, and the song is
Miso Soup. I love that album. I've worked with Serge. He's great.
Really? Okay, yeah. Cool. He's a good friend of mine. And we're going to come back and continue our chat. Stay tuned, folks.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
We're back. For those of you joining us, I'm speaking with Kev Orkin. He's in Cambridge. He's got a show tomorrow. For those of you interested in attending the show, please go ahead and call this number, 591-574-2544, to reserve your tickets. Kev, we're back. Before we get to a question, I want to talk about your experience. I believe you performed for the royal family, haven't you?
I've been very lucky. I've performed for them on numerous occasions, actually. I've been very privileged to be asked back to perform for Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, Princess Margaret of Kent, the Duke of Kent. I've performed to numerous royal family members, and in each time I've been invited to do it, which is such a great honour. So, I've had some great experiences. I met great people. And a lot of people think, you know, oh my goodness, the royal family, you know, they're just such lovely, lovely people. And after the show, they always want to meet you. They want to talk to you. They want to kind of find out more about you. They're really lovely. I'm such a royalist. I love them to bits.
Wow. That's so cool. And the beauty of this is through your show, through your skits that you put out there, you're teaching people about Armenia, Armenians.
That's... I always do that. That's part of my act. I actually pretend to be an Armenian immigrant who's trying to make a living playing the piano. So the act, wherever I go in the world, I take that act with me, and basically it becomes like a bit of a history and a teaching on what Armenians are about. Even though a lot of the skit is very comedic and untrue, you know, about certain things that I say and do, just to add the comedy factor into the equation. The actual fact that I am Armenian, people come up and go, is there really a place called Armenia? And I go, yes, there is, yes. And they find out more about it. So it's a bit of a learning curve, really.
Cool. Okay. Recently we found out through Facebook, actually, because you had posted it, that you're going to become a father.
I am. I'm so lucky. My wife and I have been desperate to be mum and dad for many years, and we've had our roller coaster ride like any family trying to have a family, you know.
Yeah.
And we've been very lucky. We've been blessed, blessed with not just one, but we've got twins on the way. So the babies are due sometime around Christmas. So we're very, very excited.
Wow! Nice. We're at Christmas. Nice present for you. Don't expect her to buy you anything, huh?
Sleepless nights, but it's life presence, yes.
And this tour that you're on right now, it's covering how many cities?
I think we've covered quite a few cities in America. We started in Fresno, LA, New York, Cambridge now, then Vegas. And then we fly back to the UK for 2 weeks, and then straight over to Dubai, Seychelles, Australia, and then back through Dubai again, and then back to the UK. And I think then back out to LA to do the telethon again in November before I start my Christmas show in London. So I'm going to be home for Christmas, which I'm so excited about because it means I can be with my new family. So yeah, it's all good.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you have you also just started a new website, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did. What I did was I wanted to give the new website a new look and get be more interactive because I tend to talk to a lot of people on Facebook, on Twitter, and I'm very interactive with the people. I don't just you know, if people message me, I will message them back. I don't like to leave people thinking they can't get in touch or they can't talk to me. So I created a new website called www.kevlive.com. And it's just basically, it's very easy for people to write down to get on. So it's kevlive.com. and there's blogs, testimonials, interactive videos, and my new downloads. I've got an audio download on there, audio show download. I've got my new singles that are coming out. One of them is already on there, I believe. It's called Moonlight Groove, which is I'm hoping is to people's taste. It's an upgraded version of classical music made into hip hop and, you know, R&B. So there's lots going on that side, lots of pictures and things. So yeah, I'm hoping people enjoy it when they go on.
And I was wondering, do you happen to have any DVDs and CDs for sale?
Yeah, I've got the CDs. I've brought my audio show CD with me to sell here in Cambridge. So it's a one-off. I've brought it down. There's only a limited 140 CDs, but I'm hoping after the show, I will finish the show. I'll go out and I'll do a bit of a sell and a sign as well, and people can come and buy the CD. And the DVD will be coming out sometime in February next year.
Wow. I'm going to look forward to it because I've never seen you in a show, bro.
Oh, bless you, pal. Well, hopefully you will do soon. There's loads of stuff on YouTube at the moment which people always kind of download and watch. But I think the DVD would be a great opportunity for people to see the whole show.
Yeah, exactly. And for final words, normally I ask my guests if they have anything to say for people, especially the youth that are listening, if you have anything to tell them, like do's and not to do's.
Do's would be come and see my show and do that. Don't, you know, I think there's a lot of don'ts in this world. I think, you know, it just depends on what the youth are and what they're doing. But I think it's more important to kind of go with the positive than the negative. So I think do what your life, you know, whatever you want in your life, make it good, make it worthwhile. Don't waste your time. I think we have a great life here, and I think people waste it by just, you know, hanging around and doing nothing. So I think just get out there and change. Do something that's going to change, that's going to make an incredible change to your life and to the world.
Nice. Nice said. Well, Kev, I want to wish you good luck. Thank you again.
I just want to say thank you so much. It's been a great privilege to have a chit chat with you on the phone, and thank you for taking the time and allowing me to plug my show. That's very kind of you.
Anytime, and I will email you the stuff that we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Safe tour and safe back home.
Thank you. God bless, and thank you to all the listeners.
Thanks. Well, folks, you just heard from Kev Orkin, and we're going to continue with the show. I'm going to play a few songs, and then we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Kev Orkian.
Where are you from, Kev?
I'm from Armenia.
Armenia,
yes. I'm going to do Elton John. I learned it from their CD. They have a CD, a very scratchy CD. I copy exactly the way he sing, the way he play, everything.
Kev, so got it.
I'm going to do I'm Still Standing, the CD version.
The CD version? Or the CD version?
Did you think this book could never win? Did you think this book could never win? Did you think this book could never win? Did you think they'd look at me? I'm coming back again, I got a taste for love. Simple way, if you need to know why I'm standing breath away. But don't you know that I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
I'm still standing. Thank you.
Kev. Yes. Where are you from?
I'm from North London.
That was one of the smartest things I've seen in a long time. 100% yes.
It's a yes from me.
You are through to the next round. Well done.
Well. Husam Siretik Sirelner, hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight. The clip that we just heard or listened to, it was from a clip, Britain's Got Talent, which Kev Orkin was part of. He was participating, and I'm sorry, I forgot to ask him what happened with the results and so on and so forth. Anyways, you get the picture. If you live in Cambridge, Toronto, Montreal, you could even drive down there tomorrow and you'll make it. Just reserve your tickets, 591-574-2544. Բիդի շարնագենք հայտակիրը, բիդի ունգնտրենք կանե մի երկեր, հաչորդ երկը ոն Նիկ Դինգջանեն է, որ մեր ետք բիդի կա Սակո Ղազարոսյանի երգը Հայաստան, անա լսեմ, որ Սակոն online մոդա դենեն բիդի մասնակցի male performer of the year, entertainer of the year, Եվրոպայի մեջ կայանալիք ցերնարկմն է, որ գնակերտալ online եւ քվեդակ Սակոին, ուրեմն երկու կատեգորիներուն մեջ ինքը nominate եղած է, բիդի խնդրեմ կաչալերեք իրեն, գիտեմ դժվար է հաղթելը, որովհետեւ անունները որ կան ոնդեղը մեծ անուններ են, բայց Սակոնը մեր դղան է եւ բեկե քաչալերեն գինեն։ Անգե հաջորդապար բիդի ունգնտրենք Ապո Մասերեջանի Անուշ Յար երկը։ Մնացեք մեր հետը եւ բիդի շարնագենք կիչմի հետ բիդի խոսիմ թեր։
Մեջան երեման հայրենի You know what we do the song in the US, that part, hey, we really bring the place down. So Mezi Amoto Mitsuke, you know? I wanna hear how the Canadians say, hey, I really wanna hear. Alright. Are you ready? Hey. Otherwise, I'll send you all to Dikranagir. All right, let's have fun. Shekel Yerevan, Shadzoveritz Parzer, Voskelitzevan, Otnujurun Karzer, Mirket Anneman, Ovchisirun Kezi, Haiche Iskagan. Ajagner lesne Shisho khorovadze Lamasho ude Kogenatze anahit Konel knarik jan Sergenatze ashot keram Konel kevor jan Araradian taştı Tiyagız tabi Soh Poh Ududuk ne Edestirecek En aşkar kef bidanem İmsem rahmet You ready? Yeah! Hey!
Հայաստան, Սուրբ Հողին Ղուրբան, Հոգր իմեջ պիտի ներնեմ, բայց ար Հայաստան, պիտի գնամ ես Հայաստան, Սուրբ Հողին Ղուրբան, Հոգր իմեջ պիտի ներնեմ, բայց ար Հայաստան, Ձեր փչեք, փչեք զուրնեմ, բարբրնենք միասին, Հայոցով մեզ կամ չունեք, գնանք մենք միասին, Ձեր փչեք, փչեք զուրնեմ, բարբրնենք միասին, Հայոցով մեզ կամ չունեք, գնանք, գնանք միասին. Գարոտով ամբողջ կյանքս քեզ նվիրել անկախ Հայաստան ես ծնվել եմ օտար հողում միշտ քեզ գարոտով հոգեր իմեջ պիտի ներնեմ բայց ար Հայաստան ես ծնվել եմ օտար հողում միշտ քեզ գարոտով հոգեր իմեջ պիտի ներնեմ բայց ար Հայաստան ձեր փչեք փչեք զուրնեմ բարբրնենք միասին այո ծով մեզ կամ չունեք գնանք մենք միասին ձեր փչեք փչեք զուրնեմ բարբրնենք միասին
Հպարտանում եմ կայնեք, հիմա կանչում եմ հայրին Ամբողջ աշխարում հայրի, անունը քաշպահում հայրի Հայրենիքից հեռու մեր պահում ենք մեր լեզուն Վերամար հեշի, ես արյունը կեշի, չափերով իմ երկիրը կարող ամեշի Բայց ունեմ մեծ սիրտ, էջերը մեծ գիրք, ենց միշտ լի կարոտով Ովա, կանչումը մի դպորող անուշ, մի սիրում տող, ուշեի ծովա Ուրեմ, օտարապերում, ուսում եմ դում, գնան չեմ համբերում
Եվ պչեք, պչեք, զուրնեն, բարբրն ենք միասին Այո, ծով մեզ կամ չունեք, գնան մենք միասին Եվ պչեք, պչեք, զուրնեն, բարբրն ենք միասին Այո, ծով մեզ կամ չունեք, գնան, գնան մենք միասին
Yeah. Իր դսպանտակ շինա ձեմ կեզ իմում Երկ եմ սերս հավերշ մնայում Կարոդում եմ ես կոանուշ խոսկերում Կեզ նիծադուր իշ եմ սիրած ինգյան Ես դիցանուր իշ եմ սիրած ինգյան
Սերեջանի երկերեն մեկը, ուրեմն ապոն ծերնարկ բիրուներ առաջին անգամը լալով բավական դարիները ետք ամբրոզիա ճաշարան գլենդելի մեջ այս շապատա վերջին, բիդի լավը լար, որ կաչալեր էինք մեր սիրելի ապոին, իրենքը մասնակցի Ալֆրեդը, նաև այս շապատա վերջին կանադայի մեջ պատանեկան միություններու վերամուտը դեղի բիդի ունենա, ուրեմն վաղակիշեր Թորոնտո, իսկ շապատ օրը Մոնտրեյալ, Կալ շապատալ Cambridge, ուսամ ձեր ծավակները գարցանակրեք, որովհետև այս տարի շատ աղվոր ծրակրված դարեշրջամը դեղի բիդի ունենա, սկսելով մեր հոգդեմպերի սեմինարեն, և 2014-ի ինչպես կեջ առաջ կսեի հայաստակնացություն, որ դեղի բիդի ունենա, ուրեմն նախադեսված է հուլիսի վերջին երկու շապատները. Ուրեմն բադանեգանի վերամուտ Թորոնտո վաղակիշեր, Մոնտրեյալ շապատ օրը, իսկ Cambridge հաջորդ շապատ, ուրբաթ գիշեր։ Նաև կալ շապատա վերջին տեղի պիտի ունենա Հայաստանի անկախության 23-րդ ամյակը, ուր պիտի երկեն Ռուբեն Հախվերդյան և Element նվագախումբը դոմսերու համար գրնակ թիմել itsmyseat.com։ Նաև հիշեցնեմ մեր կալ շապտվա հարցազրույցը, որ տեղի պիտի ունենա կալ 5-7-ի գիշեր, շատ սիրելի Ռուբեն Հախվերդյանի հետ է։ Եվ հաջորդ շաբաթ մեր հարցազրույցը, ուրեմն հյուրը, որ պիտի լա, նոր նշանակված Հայաստանի բասկետբոլի ուրեմն կոչն է։ Գուսամ գմիանակ մեզի կալ շաբաթ և մյուս շաբաթ, և նաև անակնկալներ ունենք դեռ մյուս եկող ամիսներու հոգդեմպերին մեջը։ Այսպեսով ձեզ մե կշերպարի պիտի խնդրեմ, մաղթելով ուրախ շապատավերջ, հաջող շապատավերջը, մնացեք ուղղընթիր տրիկտրակտացիային, քիշեր բարի ձեր բոլորին. Have a good evening folks and have an amazing weekend.
ճիշտների մեջ են մեզ փնտրում ամենալավ երկը լրությունն է երկու զույգ աչքեր մթության մեջ իսկ սարսափելի հիշողությունն է որ հետո վերթում է սեջարեջ ու փչում է քամին ու նայնության ու ջնջում ամեն ինչ ու բոգում են անցյալը ու ներկան իմ կյանքի իմ կյանքի էջերից ես ունեմ թաքուն իմ երջանկությունը թողուն ասանց մարդիկ աչկով չտան դա իմ ապրելու մեծ ցանկությունն է որ պիտի երկեմ քանի դեռ կան Ես ունեմ մի կին, որ ինձ սիրում է Նա ունի մի սիրտ ոսկու ծերտանդ Մենք ունենք փոքրիկ, որն արդեն խոսում է Ու տալիս հարցեր տարսուշիտակ Նա տալիս է հարցեր տարսուշիտակ Հարցեր ամեն տեսակ Հարցեր շատ տարօրինակ Ես փորձում եմ գտնել պատասխաններ Ուստանում նոր հարցեր Իմ գլխում ամեն ինչ խառնվել է Ես ինքս ունեմ այնքան հարցեր Եվ այդ հարցերի անվերջ շարանը Ինձ ստիպում է նոր երկեր գրել Ես գիտեմ, որ երկը եվ ահոսք է Եվ ինչ-որ չապով մխիտարանք Դա երջանկության ավերջ պատրանքն է Որ մեզ հետ ապրում դառնում է կյանք